Hello, everyone. Patriot Underground here. Before we start the show, I just wanted to take a minute to remind folks to consider checking out PatriotSwitch.com. This is the most incredible company out there for all of your personal and your household products that all of us have to purchase just in order to keep our lives going, to maintain our standard of living. And we also know that the cabal has created a system in which most of us feel like we have no choice, and in some instances, we don't have a choice, but to use their vendors, their matrix systems, in order to purchase the items that we need just to maintain our lives. And the beauty of this company is that they give patriots out there an option to purchase so many of the items that they already are accustomed to buying at the big box conglomerates with a patriotic company that supports the same causes that all of us are fighting so hard for. Folks, this is a no-brainer for every patriot out there. Consider making a change as we approach the new year. Consider what you can do to help us in this effort to change the world. PatriotSwitch.com. Click the link in the description today, folks. You won't be disappointed. All right, everyone, enjoy the show. Patriot out. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is December 28th, 2022. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So tonight I'm going to provide a situation update, and certainly there is a lot to talk about, a lot of things to really celebrate as we embrace this unprecedented moment in history that is so filled with indecision, so rife with insecurity, so many things, obviously, that we need to pay attention to as we navigate this unbelievable season that we're all going through. And one way or another, folks, we're in this together. So this is an amazing time to be alive. I'm going to take you guys with me and kind of guide you through some of my reflections that I've been doing over the past couple of days. And certainly, as I said, these are incredible times that we're living through. And despite all of the frustrations that we're having with the timeline and the dangling of the expectations, Trump and the White Hats have been using game theory to masterful perfection in order to set the stage for what's coming and really what's already happening. And so with all the negativity that's being thrown around in the Patriot community, and I do believe, by the way, that a lot of this is founded in real emotion that actually has validity to it. And I've given voice to a lot of these frustrations myself, but certainly there's been an uptick in all of this negativity. And I've noticed this being, of course, the podcast host and interacting with my audience. And so I do believe that the leaders of this movement must continue to remind everybody of what's really happening behind the scenes and the enemy's optics. And that's what we really need to cut through is, of course, the MSM's ability to still, to this day, keep people transfixed in an alternate reality. And what we're trying to do, of course, is bring everybody into actual reality. All the folks out there who are still sleeping and still believing in this narrative are still, you might say, victims of this narrative. And what we're doing as leaders in this truther movement, and I do include myself and all of the members of my audience out there, the real true patriots who follow my show and appreciate my work and understand what we're all striving for. This is to build the consensus that is so necessary for us to be able to transcend this MKUltra program and be able to break through all of these optics that the enemy has still in place, that the White Hats, for whatever reasons, are allowing to remain in place for the time being. I do believe, as I've said many, many times, my stated belief is that they're using the mainstream media as a tool to destroy itself. In other words, they're going to allow the mainstream media to basically commit suicide in front of we the people. And I think we're getting closer and closer to that. I mean, they've been losing credibility now, folks, ever since we started. We could say for months, for years, the mainstream media has been bleeding credibility. And that's what this is really all about. We are winning this war. And the evidence is continuing to build with every passing day. And truly, that is a blessing, folks. We are blessed to live through this epic moment in history. And not only that, we're not just living through it. We're participating in it. We are a part of this amazing change that's come over the entire world, this complete genesis of a new and unbelievable, unprecedented beginning for humanity. This hasn't happened in all of history, not since the fall, not since Adam and Eve. And so to be here and to be a part of this, amidst all of our frustrations, amidst all of the expectations, everything that we've been talking about in recent days, all of that, of course, it has its validity, but we have to remember to not lose sight of the forest when we're expressing our frustrations, when we're going through all the different emotions that have to be gone through on this journey and in this process. We can't get too transfixed by the trees that we miss the big picture. And people understand that's really what I do. I'm a big picture guy. That's what I try to focus on. I take all the different data points, I analyze them, I bring them together, and I try to weave them into a tapestry for me and for my audience that makes sense, something that's plausible. And I do think, folks, that we've done a pretty good job together at charting this course. And of course, we are all students. We're all basically navigating this darkness that, of course, is coming into the light, and we are doing our very best to try to sift through the information, the disinformation, and of course, to understand what this battle is really about. This is a spiritual war, like we've talked about on many occasions. And as I've stated many times, I do believe that one way or another, we have a choice. We are presented as human beings, alive and awake and aware at this moment in history. We have a choice whether we're going to gravitate toward the light, where we're going to remain in the light and stay strong in the Lord, or whether we are going to allow this darkness that we all have to go through on an individual basis and also on a collective basis to consume us. And I know that the core of my audience is committed to the former and not the latter. And while we may go down these paths from time to time, I myself have called myself out. And I've been very honest with my audience about the mistakes that I believe that I've made along the way of this journey. They've all been mistakes that have been, in a sense, coming from a good place. But nevertheless, the Lord has really underscored the importance of recognizing spiritually what's going on within me. And I do believe, has put that on my heart to share with all of you, that it's very important for all of us, with all of the negativity that we're experiencing right now. And like I say, so much of it is completely well-founded and it's completely justified. It's not a question of whether or not it's valid. It's a question of whether or not we allow it to get the best of us. Because I do believe that as I'm talking to everybody out there in the audience tonight, there are a lot of you who are experiencing this negativity, who are wrapped up in it, who are caught up in this energy right now. And you have a good reason and a right to be there. It's not as if I'm trying to talk you out of how you're feeling, but what I'm trying to suggest is that I've been there myself, and so many other people out there who are listening have also been there and found a way to extricate themselves from that negativity. And that's the thing about it. It's very seductive. What the devil does is he uses your passion as a hook to get you to cling to that negativity. But before long, as he always does, he pulls that bait and switch and starts feeding on your passion, starts feeding on all of that negativity and draining your passion in the process. And we can't allow that to happen. It's a parasitic presence that we don't want in our spirit. And we certainly do not want directing our thoughts and our behaviors and our actions in this very critical time. And so I'm going to put that out there and allow folks to take that, hopefully in the right spirit. But obviously, folks are going to decide for themselves what path they choose to go down. This is a very personal journey for all of us. While we're all on this grand highway together, there's no question that each one of us is continuing to go through a process of personal growth ourselves. But folks, Don't allow this negativity to get the best of you. It can happen to any one of us. Don't allow the optics that the mainstream media is putting out there, that the white hats are allowing at this point, to persuade you that we are not winning this war, because we are. And the evidence is continuing to build with every passing day. Honestly, folks, my optimism is building more and more. And you know that all along the way, I have been honest with you. Because I've taken the time to recalibrate. I've taken the time to attune my discernment once again, to once again find my baseline, my spiritual focus, to what's really going on. And so with that in mind, I want to talk a little bit tonight about the genius of Trump's strategy in setting the stage for all that we're living through right now. Now, obviously, we can go back in time, and I started my last podcast in a similar manner going back to 2016 when this war really kicked off. But, you know, you think about the history, the recent history of what we've been through and what we wanted to happen. In the beginning, certainly we wanted there to be kinetic action pretty much right away. And it was amazing to watch, I mean, obviously in the sense that we wanted the cabal to be taken down. But, you know, when Trump first came into office, a lot of us didn't really know about the cabal. A lot of people out there didn't know even a fraction of what they know now. And there was a big question about whether or not Donald Trump was going to continue in this similar path, this similar strategy, which seemed to be the United States just going to war with everyone in order to continue to cling to their geopolitical power structure, their hierarchy that they've established. And the big question was, when Donald Trump came into office, was he going to continue to do that? And as we all know, and Trump, you know, he campaigned on it, and pretty much everything he campaigned on, he told the truth about. He said he was going to stop the wars. And really, there were no wars during his presidency. And that was a really brilliant move, considering where we are right now. Because Trump's first term was all about setting the stage. It was all about establishing the legal framework for what's coming. And not only that, to use the power of the presidency to a certain degree to be able to drain the cabal of all their different sources, not only of revenue, of course, but of influence and power all throughout the world. And by stopping the wars, essentially what Trump did was he put a stop to the fuel of the cabal system, all of the money laundering that's associated with the wars. And of course, there are so many different avenues that we could go down about what really happens during wartime, as opposed to what's reported to the people. But we're not going to get into the adrenochrome harvesting and the extraterrestrial element of this. Certainly, that's a topic for another day. We got into it a little bit the last time I had Gene and Kerry on the show. But certainly, war is not only just a racket, it's not just a financial racket, but this is a cover for virtually everything that the cabal has sought to do. And they've been very, very effective in using war in order to establish, or I should say, meet their objectives. And what are their objectives? Well, certainly money laundering, the disappearance of mass amounts of people, as I hinted about a moment ago, in terms of adrenochrome harvesting. But, you know, just in terms of staying on the surface level here, we'll talk about money laundering and what they could no longer do when Trump put a stop to the endless wars. They could no longer funnel trillions of dollars through all of these war operations that were ongoing all throughout the world. And what happened was immediately a collapse began inside of the deep state. All of these cabal families went into a panic because they realized that if there was no war, that was going to be very, very bad for business. And not only that, they knew that Trump had far bigger plans, that the White Hats had a far bigger strategy. They realized that they were at war. And the only way to regain the money and hopefully control and certainly steer the narrative was to go with the plandemic. And as we all know, Trump forced them essentially into making this move before they wanted to. You see, they didn't really want to roll this out. They expected that Hillary was going to win. And they thought that they were going to go through a much longer preparation period before they finally dropped the hammer with all of these bioweapons. But Trump winning, and of course, stopping the wars, stopping the revenue streams, it forced their hand. So they had to go down this road in order to cling to power. And the White Hats knew it. So they allowed them to play their hand. And that's why they had this early release of this plandemic. And the fact that it was early, the fact that it came out before they wanted it to, caused many, many problems. It caused a whole host of confusion amongst the enemy, because at the same time, you have to remember, as I talked about in my last episode, they decapitated the leadership inside the cabal hierarchy, inside the power structure. They took out all the Vatican families. They took out the heads of all the 13 families. And they left the cabal in a state of complete frenzy, not knowing which way to turn, and essentially turning on one another, because for the first time in all of history, their command and control structure had been cut off, and cut off at the head. It's very important to emphasize that. And so they released COVID-19, as we all know, but they released it too early. And again, this is part of this game theory, this idea, these operations that are ongoing to cause the deep state to trap themselves inside of all of these mistakes that they are being forced to make by the White Hats. And crypto is just yet another example of that. So what Trump did essentially, by pulling the plug on all of these wars, was he established a backdrop for the Great Awakening to begin. All of us are so frustrated right now with the status quo. But yet at the same time, we also have to recognize that it is the status quo itself that the White Hats and Trump ensured by their actions, by doing the opposite of what we wanted them to do, that allowed us to arrive at this point, that allowed us to raise our consciousness together and continue to do so. They literally set the backdrop for our education. And as frustrating as it is, and as angry as we are, for good reason, we have to remember the blessing that we've been given. And the Lord, like I said, has really put this on my heart to emphasize the positive and to remain optimistic in this very, very dark season, because I understand we've been holding on now for a very long time. And it's getting harder and harder to shoulder these burdens. People are running out of money. A lot of folks, they're suffering in various different ways. Their health, their personal relationships, their work environment. On pretty much every level, we've suffered. And folks, believe me when I tell you, I'm in no way disconnected from any of this. I am lockstep involved in every bit of what I'm talking about with you. And that's part of why I'm so passionate. I'm not disconnected from the things that I talk about. And so when I tell you that we're winning this war, and as a result, that the deep state, the remainder of the cabal, are undoubtedly going to pull a false flag attempt, I'm not in any way somehow off the hook or somehow removed from that. I'm right there with you. So to talk about these things, I mean, it's amazing. I've had some comments that have seemed to suggest otherwise. Like, well, would you want your family to be a part of this? My family is a part of all of this, folks. I'm just an ordinary, average American who's decided to stand up for the truth and put myself out there and my voice out there for whatever it's worth. But I am in no way disconnected from the things that I'm talking about. And that's why I think it's so important for all of us, because again, There's so many things to be positive about, so many things to be negative about. The best of times and the worst of times. And again, this is an exercise in free will, folks. All of us have to choose. It doesn't mean that we're going to get it right every single moment of every single day. We're going to go through periods and patches like I have. You've witnessed it all. I mean, I've documented it on my podcast. You've seen me go through the negativity and stew in it. But ultimately, thank God. I prayed for guidance. I prayed that the Lord would lead, guide, and direct me to where He wanted me to be. And He showed me very, very clearly through this experience how easy it is to allow the negativity to get the best of you, even as all of this disclosure is happening, even as all of these amazing things are coming out, albeit slowly, not as fast as we wanted to, but nevertheless, we can't deny all of this stuff is coming out, and yet at the same time, it still is very, very difficult for many people, including myself, on any given day to remain optimistic. But it's not about what happens on any given day. What really matters is the big picture. A tree is best measured when it's laid down at the end of the day. What you look at is the big picture, the overall landscape. And for all of us out there, all of the patriots out there who have God in their heart, who are real passionate patriots, even though we have moments where we get frustrated and angry and we feel like we want to just walk off the battlefield. I mean, heck, even if we make a gesture like we're walking off the battlefield or we decide that we're going to, that's a momentary impulse. Because if you have God in your heart, if you have patriotism in your heart, then there is nowhere else to go, folks, but this fight. This is the battlefield. This is where it's happening. And we are liberating the world. I'm here to remind everybody what we're really doing. It's happening. Don't let anybody tell you differently. The cabal is losing ground. They're losing ground militarily. They're losing ground in virtually every category. And it's only beginning to pick up steam. The worldwide liberation from the cabal is underway. And we have to remember also, for all of my U.S. listeners, of course, that's the majority of my audience. But thank God, the reach of this show, amazingly, has spanned the entire world. But we have to remember here in America that this isn't just about Donald Trump. It's not just about 2020 or 2022 or 2024 or any sort of timeline that's specific to America. This is an ongoing operation all over the world to liberate us from evil. And these efforts are continuing to escalate. And according to my sources, the next place that's going to be liberated, and I talked about this on my last show as well, essentially is going to be Western Europe. Right now, the focus is on Ukraine, obviously. But this is going to be much bigger once Russia starts this winter offensive. Pentagon sources are saying that their intelligence sources, their people on the ground indicate at least 700,000 troops, 700,000 strong on the Ukrainian border. And folks, I've heard over a million by the time they continue their buildup and they actually make their move. They are poised to enter the Ukraine in the very, very near future. You've got Polish intelligence sources who are independently confirming all this information. Back on December 18th, they said that the armed forces of Belarus moved into the region, right up to the border with Ukraine. We know that Putin has met with Lukashenko. It's very obvious. They've trained the Belarusian army how to use tactical nuclear weapons autonomously without any assistance from Russia. So, folks, you can see the writing on the wall. You know that the direction this is heading, and you know that Putin is basically just waiting until the new year. But any moment now, we could get news. I mean, we're hearing about missile strikes. We're hearing basically battlefield reports of the Russian military softening up what's left of the Ukrainian air defenses before they and really all of their defenses before they move in with a full ground invasion. It's absolutely incredible. And Ukraine, obviously, this satanic regime that becomes so desperate that they're basically rounding up innocent people. I've heard reports of Orthodox priests and monks. They're using anyone they can find as human shields. Now, some of this could be propaganda, obviously, but I don't think that it's beyond the scope of possibility. We're dealing with actual Nazis here. And nevertheless, we've got Henry Kissinger out there and all of these global players, these geopolitical players who are doing what they always do to stoke the flames to try to create World War III. And that's ultimately the parallel constructed strategy of the White Hats. But really what this is coming down to, folks, is Russia and, of course, all of their allies, including China and many of the other countries that I've mentioned, going up against the West. And what we're going to witness is the dissolution of NATO. Because they've already put it out there that any kind of dialogue between Russia and NATO, which essentially is the United States and the West, is out of question. And we know that Finland and Sweden and the countries that recently joined NATO, all of them are going to be considered legitimate military targets. And this is absolutely incredible to witness what I believe this to be is a pantomime, as I've said many times, but it's incredible because you've got the Russian military that basically has only just warmed up, that has only gone about 10% of their full capacity. And meanwhile, you've got Western Europe and all of these countries, especially Germany, that they've just been dumping as much as they possibly can into this failed war effort in Ukraine. Munitions and personnel and all types of tactical assistance, logistical assistance. They've put so much into this failed effort with Ukraine that they cannot even defend themselves at this point. It's absolutely incredible. Germany has run out of ammunition. They can't even fight a war to defend themselves. And the Russians are just getting started. Now, obviously, it's not that one-sided. There are plenty of Western weapons and military personnel and mercenaries especially that have gone into the region and are putting up quite a fight. It's not as if the Russians aren't taking casualties. But the reality of the matter, folks, is that, like I said, Putin is getting ready to unleash the full Russian war machine. He's preparing nuclear missiles. And not only that, like I said, he's preparing his allies to be able to use tactical nukes. You know the direction this is headed. This is headed toward what we've been talking about now for months and months and months. And that is a nuclear standoff, a nuclear scare that's going to be accompanied by a financial meltdown. And if it's not clear to you at this point that that's the direction that we're headed, despite whatever other optics, whatever other distractions are going on, this is the direction the world is headed. We don't know exactly when it's all going to come to a head. But certainly, you have to be blind to not be able to see where all of this is going. And to be able to sift through all of this disinformation is so critical, folks. And I understand. We all knew that the enemy was going to continue to just thrust as much darkness, as much propaganda, as much confusion, to infiltrate as much as they can, to get inside of our heads, to divide us, to weaken us, to get us to give up. A lot of people are doing that, and it's sad to see, but I'm not giving up. I refuse to give up. I may have some bad days. I may go down some paths. I may turn around and do some U-turns along the way, but my heart belongs to God. My heart belongs to this fight, and I will never back down. I will never surrender to this enemy. And if it costs me my life, then so be it. I'd rather go down that way. I'd rather be remembered that way for having stood for something. And that's why it's so important for us to remember what brought us all together, to remember who we are, to remember what we stand for, and see everything that's going on in the world through a different lens as a result of getting our spiritual alignment right, because that's where it all begins. If we're placing our faith and our hope in man, we're going to constantly be let down. But if we go to God, if we allow ourselves to be honest, if we call ourselves out when we need to be called out, we extricate ourselves from the clutches of that darkness, and we once again go to where we're supposed to be, which is in the light. And so we're witnessing all of this go on, folks. And I'll tell you something, I'm in the type of mood today where I could talk all night long about all of the amazing things that are happening. How this pantomime is literally putting a spotlight on everything, on every lie that the deep state has propagated over at least the past 30 years. Not only is Germany running out of weapons, the United States is also running out of military ammunition. Because they've, once again, just like all of the Western European countries, they've sent all of this equipment, all of these munitions over to Ukraine. And of course, as all of this is happening, you're not hearing any of this on the mainstream media. You've got the Western media going into a frenzy on everything that Putin is doing, everything that Putin is saying, acting as if he's the aggressor when he deploys all of his weapon systems in response to what the West is doing. They show you that one side of the coin. And of course, there are a lot of people out there who are very content to continue to look at that one side of the coin because it's convenient. But more and more people are starting to realize the reason that Putin is deploying these weapons is not to be an aggressor, but rather, all of these systems that are carrying these nuclear warheads that can strike the United States are being deployed and prepared specifically, at least on the surface, because the United States initiated this policy. They were the ones who said that tactical nuclear weapons would be okay under certain conditions if there was a threat of being overrun by the enemy. So we can't forget that. And that's also something that 107 has mentioned many different times. It's not just the Russians out there being the aggressors and saying, we're going to use nuclear weapons. They are responding to what the West is doing. But again, we all understand, the folks here who listen to my show and others like it, that this is all a pantomime. This is all being done to expose exactly what the deep state doesn't want the public to look at, doesn't want the public to be able to understand, doesn't want us to be able to connect the dots between all of these different geopolitical events that are unfolding. They want us to continue to believe that everything is compartmentalized, that crypto and military action and other elements of finance and the medical industry and academia and on and on and on aren't connected. But the fact of the matter is that connection, those dots are being connected for everybody in real time. And they can't stop it. And that is the great awakening. People are starting to realize for the first time in history that everything that they thought was a separate entity was designed to appear that way. Everything was compartmentalized. I mean, heck, folks, when you learn about any different element that truthers usually focus on, take UFOs, for example, or Majestic 12, these secret societies, you hear over and over and over again about this concept of compartmentalization. That's the way they've been able to operate, unbeknownst to the public, and to convince everybody that we're on a need-to-know basis. That's what they continually use. Or they say national security. That's the reason that we can't know the truth, because of national security. The fact of the matter is, folks, is that we believed in all of their pretenses for generations. We've allowed them to convince us, and I'm not talking about us specifically, but I'm talking about at a societal level, that none of these major aspects of society are coordinated at the highest levels. And brilliantly, I must say, they've convinced the vast majority of the public historically that not only is there no connection, no direct connection between all these different entities, between government and the secret societies and academia and just the medical society, the medical industry, and on and on and on, but they've also convinced a vast majority of the public that these organizations have their best interests at heart. So that really is the essence of what folks are waking up to. That there is coordination, there is collusion. Elon Musk is exposing all of this. He's come out and said, literally, that every conspiracy theory that there was about Twitter turned out to be true. And he's exposing all of it. Maybe not as fast as we want. Maybe we're not as shocked and awed as we'd like to be at this point. Maybe we want to see more faster. But there's no question, folks, what's actually going on here. If you really look at it through a sober lens and you take away all the emotion, you take away all the frustration and the anger, what are people talking about right now? What are people focusing on? What's trending on Twitter? The narrative is changing. And that was the Q plan. That was the operational objective right from the very beginning, was to shift the public narrative, to cause an awakening. Yes, an organic one at this point, because we're going to have, I do believe, a shock event that's going to force the sleepers to pay attention. But for the rest of us, the people who have come awake over the past couple of years especially, an organic awakening has occurred as the result of what they've allowed the deep state to do, what they've allowed to unfold. And just because we're angry and frustrated, we doesn't mean that we can be dishonest about what is actually occurring. And not only that, what has occurred up to this point that isn't just speculation, but actually is verifiable. This fight is continuing all over the world, folks. It's not just in Europe. It's not just in the United States. It's not just in Brazil. It's in the Middle East. I mean, it's everywhere. Absolutely everywhere on the globe right now is in a period of transition. I mean, Brazil is a spot that everyone on the globe is looking to because of the dramatic events that are unfolding there. But you've got the Khazarian mafia. They've got their tentacles everywhere. And they're in Brazil. They're trying to stage false flag attacks. They're trying to blame Bolsonaro supporters just like they do here in the United States. But the amazing thing that we've seen over and over and over again is that the Brazilian military, their armed forces, have been unequivocally on the side of the people. And they're going into the favelas. They are literally in gun battles with the cartels there. And this is happening in multiple areas all over the world. What you are hearing on mainstream media is in no way, shape, or form even remotely a representation of the reality of what's going on. There's a common thread to all of these events in China, in Russia, in Brazil, in Yugoslavia, in Peru, etc., etc., etc. They're going after the corruption. They're repatriating the wealth, the natural resources. All the attacks on all of the native governments historically are being righted. All around the world, these regimes that were controlled by the Khazarian mafia, that were there specifically so that they could funnel not only natural resources and minerals, but human resources and people, human slaves, off to Switzerland. And then, of course, off planet from there. And by the way, Gaddafi knew about it. And that was one of the reasons they got rid of him. But this is the Freemason plan. This is the Freemason web that's being dismantled all over the world. So all of these different Khazarian mafia strongholds are being targeted. And not only that, all of their offshoot organizations, like NATO, are being brought to a point of dissolution, like I talked about. We've got many different places all around the world that they are still entrenched. Q told us that there are still problem areas. But mostly, the white hats are in control, and I do believe that. I believe that all along. Certainly, there were times when I questioned to what degree they're in control, and yes, that's something that I continue to try to navigate through, to try to figure out to the best of my ability along with all of you, but there is no question that the White Hat Military Alliance is the reason that you're hearing my voice right now. They're the reason that this world hasn't completely fallen apart. And that we are witnessing this pantomime, this controlled demolition, to allow the entire world to wake up to the truth. But it's amazing what's happening here in the United States, folks. The social order is collapsing. You've got many different mayors all across the country in the worst areas, by the way, in Los Angeles, in New York, in Denver, and many other blue state areas that have already declared a state of emergency due to rising crime rates, rising homelessness. You've got hyperinflation that's picking up speed. The price of goods has just skyrocketed. I read somewhere that vegetable prices have gone up 80% in the last 12 months, 38% in November alone. The price of eggs has gone up 25%, and that 80%+ of Americans are struggling to afford groceries. And so what's happening is, despite the fact that in many ways the food supply is still plentiful, we see the cabal deliberately targeting, and we talked about this a lot over the summer, the food supply, in order to try to squeeze more money out of all of us, to convince all of us that we have to spend more. Of course, not us, but the general public, because of what's going on in Ukraine. It's all just another big racket. And meanwhile, you've got China and Japan and all of these other countries that are dumping U.S. treasuries at record prices. That is leading us toward this financial implosion. And so you've got the cabal, what remains of their leadership, their mid-level leadership, trying to put out multiple different fires at once. And they're trying to prop up their failing narrative. That's all based on a confidence game. And that confidence game is losing credibility by the second. And then you've got General Flynn, you've got others coming out revealing details about retrograde operation. You probably caught wind of this on Nino's channel. But General Flynn came out and he stated that since November 3rd, 2020, that retrograde operation is what's actually going on here. And he went into some detail, basically saying that after the U.S. election was stolen, after it was connected to the infiltration of the U.S. government in all different branches and sectors, and not only that, but that it had been ongoing for such a long time, through all of these world elites and all of their different power structures, specifically the Davos group, he came out and he made it very clear that a counter operation was in play. And he stated that almost all of the U.S. elections are rigged. And that when Trump won in 2016, the Davos group, aka the World Economic Forum, the WHO, Gavi, the World Banks, the CDC, the tech giants, on and on and on, their response to that was to release the COVID virus, to change the elections, and to bring in their great reset. And of course, usher in complete tyranny, total control of the population, which is really the AI takeover, as we know. So, regardless of what you think of all these different people who are out there pushing the truth, and we're going to figure out who's who at the end of the day. I'm not going to get into General Flynn or anybody else. At this stage of the game, folks, I'm focused on whoever is doing the right things. And in the end, it's all going to come out in the wash. But I'm not going to get focused on who's good and who's bad, or this distraction or that distraction, to the best of my ability. I can't promise you that I'm never going to catch a snag here and there. But I've learned a lot along the way of this journey. And what matters the most is the truth. It's not the individuals involved in the truth movement, including myself. It's about the truth. It's about getting it out there. It's about winning this war. And when General Flynn or anybody else out there speaks the truth, I'm going to echo that. We know that there is a military sting operation ongoing. There is absolutely no doubt, folks. And we have been so blessed to have so many great patriots come forward, to be able to reassure each and every one of us, no matter how the optics look, the enemy, you have to remember, is in control of all the information on the mainstream level at this point, at least on the surface. And that's the reason that they are able to continue to prop up this narrative. But despite all of that, despite all of their lies, we have been so blessed to have so many great patriots to come forward and to stand for the truth. It's absolutely amazing. The Davos Group, Klaus Schwab, all of these elites, they are panicking. The ones that haven't already been taken off the chessboard. And let's not forget, folks, how many other cards are still waiting in the wings. And I know you don't want to hear about waiting. I know that's where the frustration that ruffles a lot of feathers. I get it. But Julian Assange, John Durham, folks, Elon Musk, they're all just getting started. This is really just the beginning. We are here, folks. History is happening. It is unfolding. Do not allow the timeline of events and the disappointment and the frustration and, yes, the disillusion at certain periods to allow it to get the best of you. There is panic in DC. There is panic in the deep state. We have passed into the COVID phase of the Twitter files. This whole past month was really just an introduction pertaining to the government agency's involvement in the censorship. But folks, it goes so much deeper. It's not just about the government's involvement in censorship at Twitter based on political bias. I mean, come on. That's about as obvious as the hand in front of your face. We all know that. And I do believe that a vast majority of the public, if they have any integrity at all, probably wasn't too shocked by that. But what is coming is going to be shocking. The public knows that malfeasance occurred. And now what's going to happen is they are going to go further down the rabbit hole. Over the coming weeks, we're going to see all types of information come out. The weaponization, specifically by Fauci, of Twitter, to cover up the origin of COVID-19 and his involvement in it, which of course is going to lead to the final destination in terms of COVID, that it was a bioweapon created by Fauci and his cronies at the NIH. And then, of course, on the financial front, the crypto front, you've got the DOJ investigating a quote-unquote hack that drained $372 million out of FTX just hours after the crypto exchange filed for bankruptcy. Isn't that amazing? The secret back channel between FTX and the White House closed the day after they filed for bankruptcy. You think that's not coming out? This is amazing, folks. Keep your spirits high. Focus on the positive. Focus on what Elon Musk is doing. Somebody posted on Twitter that mainstream media controls the minds of we the people, making the innocent guilty and the guilty innocent. And Elon Musk responded, Twitter can change that. So all of this is coming to a head. Is it going to be the Brunson case that's going to be the linchpin? Well, certainly we're going to find out in very short order. And I'm not going to blow a whole bunch of smoke about the Brunson case. I am going to tell people, I'm just going to be honest, I do believe that there's a real possibility we could have a major breakthrough here. But one way or another, come January 6th, we're going to find out where the Supreme Court of the United States really stands and whether or not they plan on delaying this, whether they plan on going into some sort of a Mexican standoff, or whether they're really aiming at doing the right thing. All of this is going to come into focus. And remember that no matter what happens, no matter what the optics are, no matter what the outcomes are of whatever it is that we are expecting, in the end, we still are going to fight on. We are never going to give up this fight, this battle, no matter what form it takes on. And I do believe in my heart of hearts that we are never going to have to go the kinetic route, that the white hats are bringing us to the precipice of destruction, that we are going to have a near-death experience, that we are going to understand even more than we do now, in the end, why it had to be this way. And all of the unanswered questions, all the dots on all the puzzle pieces that don't seem to fit, that don't quite connect, will be. This fog of war has been created specifically to game the enemy, and it is working, folks. So remember that, trust the plan, keep the faith, and absolutely criticize, ask questions, make your voices heard. I'm not going to backpedal on the other things I said, because I still believe that it's up to us, as we the people, the awakened, to make our voices heard. And when we don't agree with something or we have questions or concerns about it, certainly we shouldn't just remain silent about it. But we can never allow the enemy to get their way and meet their objective, which is to feed off of our negativity and to allow that evil energy that they're infusing into this battlefield to get control of our minds at this critical moment. Follow your heart, folks, because your heart belongs to God. Perspective is everything. And Pepe Lives Matter put out a great post that I shared on my Telegram. It was absolutely spot on. And talked about, yes, all of us have a choice, like I've talked about. We could dwell on how challenging it is to carry our burdens, regardless of what those burdens are, physical burdens, spiritual burdens, emotional burdens, no matter how heavy they might be. We could continue to focus on all the people out there that aren't awake, on all the frustration, on everything that hasn't gone exactly the way we wanted it to, or on the timeline that we wanted it to. Or we could remember, and there was a picture of the Georgia Guidestones with this post, or we could remember what the cabal's plan really was, and the fact that we are still here, the fact that they wanted to wipe us all out. They wanted a population of 500 million, folks. And here we are. They didn't win. They didn't accomplish their goal. We are not going anywhere. God had something to say about it. And as Pepe said, this is a precious way of thinking that can save you countless moments, countless hours, days, weeks of suffering. And instead, what we should all be doing is focusing on going inward, on focusing on getting closer to God and strengthening our faith and bolstering our hope and shining our light of positivity on this world. Because, folks, the world needs us. We need each other. Let's not kid ourselves. As angry as all of us may be, as frustrated as we may be, use your discernment, folks, and you decide. If you think somebody's really bad, okay, fine. But if you believe that someone, even though they're not perfect, but has love in their heart and patriotism in their heart and God in their heart, and they're doing the right thing to the best of their ability, stand with them. None of us are perfect. All of us are flawed. And yes, I'm sure there are some wolves in sheep's clothing in our midst. I'm not here to deny that. But I'm also not going to focus on that, and I'm not going to allow that to derail my spirit from where it needs to be. The people of the world need us, folks, and by God, they are going to need us a million times more once the hammer fully drops. And we need to remember that. We need to identify who and what we are and prepare ourselves for what's coming. Because what is coming is truly going to shock the world. And on the other side of it, after we step into our divine role, we are going to understand exactly why everything had to happen the way it did. This is God's plan. Never forget that. All right, folks, thank you for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. You can let me know in the comments. Please hit that like button if you did. Please subscribe to me on the different platforms I'm on. I'm on BitChute, Rumble, and Podbean. You can also click on the links in the description. You can follow me on Twitter, on Telegram, and on Truth Social. Also, folks, take a moment to click on patriotunderground.shop. Please pick up an item or two. The folks that have picked up an item, thank you so much. I've had a lot of emails from people out there telling me that they were really satisfied with the product. So thank you so much, everybody. For those of you out there who haven't, please go to patriotunderground.shop. Pick up a t-shirt, pick up a hoodie, a beer mug, a sticker, maybe all of the above. Do everything you can to support my work. Please do everything you can, folks, to spread the links to my show, to raise awareness about the truth, about this conversation that we're having together. Please consider becoming a patron. Thank you to all of my patrons out there. This podcast and every other podcast in the future is going to be uploaded first as a thank you to my patrons. But once again, folks, all of my content is free and will always remain free. This is about humanity. That's really what drove me to do this, is my passion and belief in all of you. And before I leave you tonight, I'm just going to remind everybody to check out patriotswitch.com. There's a link in the description. Join us, folks. 2 million strong have already made the switch. We have ditched the big box conglomerates. We are never looking back. And we are celebrating every single day because we have access to some of the best products out there on the market. This is absolutely a no-brainer, folks. This is money that all of us have earmarked to spend. This is not optional expenses we're talking about here. We're talking about necessities. And now we have a patriotic alternative to the big box conglomerates. We don't have to give our money over to be funneled into evil operations that aid and abet the enemy and ultimately hurt us. Not to mention the fact we get access, like I said, to the best products out there, manufactured right here in America, supporting American jobs, and most importantly, supporting the same causes and ideology that we share. PatriotSwitch.com. All right, folks, thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with Brad Olson. Until then, folks, God bless and Godspeed. Patriot out.